Bank of Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Hey, Gabe. It's Keith. Sorry, I was out food shopping.
Hey, no problem.
Keith Payne, our landscaping.
Gotcha. How you doing?
I'm good. Good. Happy day of work. And that was it.
It sounds like a good day to me.
Yes, nice. We were cutting wood, but then it got just too hot in the sun. So forget it. Let's go home and do home chores.
Gotcha. Yeah, so we got an answer on your file here. It's a little bit less than what you're looking for, but what we have okay. here to get the relationship started.
Well, anything to get started, yeah. I'm not like, I can't go and like, oh, give me $40,000, I might be in debt with it, you know? It's
exactly. So yeah. Our max approval for you at this time is $5,800.
Okay.
And it's a shorter term. It's actually not really that much of a short term for the amount of capital it is, but yeah. you'd be making daily payments of $53, and that's weekdays only, business days only, excluding holidays.
So let me get my calculator. Hold on. Oh boy. 53. That'd be actually 5 days a week, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yeah.
$265 a week, right? For
exactly $265 a week for 7 months.
Can they extend that longer? Could they extend that or not?
That's the longest. Yeah, they come with the longest. But what we could do though with this file, is halfway through there, about the 3 month term. If you make your payments on time, we can extend that offer out, get you a better returning rate, and also extend some more capital to the business.
Yeah, I'm a newbie, so I see your point on that. You know.
Yeah. So as long as, you make your payments on time. So, your total payback on that would be a $7,772. And it's at $265 a week. And, we do have
what
that ability.
What day are you taking it out? Do you know what day or daily? How's that go?
It's usually a Monday through Friday, 21 business days a month. Like I said, excluding holidays and that sort of thing. But it is something, we can get your foot in the door here. Three and a half months in, we can free up some more capital for you.
My credit score, it used to be high, but then I went low because I got more credit cards, and you think getting more credit would give you a better experience, but it gets you lower.
Yeah, it depends on how you use them, but that was kind of a little trouble there working with, your credit score is right around 531 there.
Well, I just got my Discovery card, it's 597.
Oh, really? You know what's interesting? Weird.
Hold on.
You know what's interesting?
Yeah, it just came in as 597. It used to be 729, but I got more credit cards. It dropped it below 600.
Yeah, because we pulled.
Not that I'm late. It's just I got too much in my debt.
We did a pull with Experian, and it's 531. And what's interesting is I actually just got a Discover card myself, and I know they use Equifax. Is that right?
I'm down here at the 597.
Yeah, because I know Equifax, at least me personally, Equifax and TransUnion have my credit score a little higher, and then Experian is sometimes a little more conservative, but the national average is usually right around a 680.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we're looking
for. 715 last year, I was a 729. Then I got seven credit cards and went, boop, that'll be 23.
That'll do it to you. Because what that does is it in your situation, when you do bring on a bunch of credit cards, it also lowers the average the average length of your trade line, which can also lower your score. It has a medium impact on your score.
Yes.
But the most thing is going to be the revolving availability and payments on time that are going to affect that.
I just got rid of TJ Maxx, just got rid of Toys R Us, so I'm getting rid of credit cards, paying them up, but I don't need you. See you.
Very nice.
I want to keep my Discover card, my Capital One. They're the preem cards, you know?
Yeah, actually, I like Discover. Like I said, I just got one. I actually like it. It seems...
they're very good.
Good, customer service.
Very, very.
But,
their bills are good. I still want the paper bills, so I know what the hell I'm doing. I pay it online, but I still want to get a paper bill.
Right, got you. They gave me that option there as well. But, that's what we have. It's, the $5,800 to get the relationship started. It's not going to show up on your personal credit report.
Okay. Good.
Yep.
See, my lawnmower's like Leaders paying off, but that Synchrony, my other mower, I don't want to pay off. I bought it for like $9,000 Synchrony Financial for the Gravely mower. They have zero interest. Zero. So I'm like, yes.
You know what's funny is I have a Synchrony account too with Guitar Center, oddly enough.
If you go to their website, you want to see all the credit cards they have.
Yeah.
I mean,
But
what do we got to do here?
Yeah, just need a driver's license and a voided business check, and we'll get some docs made up for you here and get them out to you there in the morning.
Your fax is here, or
do you have my fax number?
Your email? Let me look at the email here. I don't know.
No problem.
Say it again.
I'm sorry, did you want my email or the fax?
Probably use a fax. What I'm going to have to do is scan it anyway to get in the computer.
Because with the drive...
I think I have copies in my computer. Just give me the email. Can you email me, too, with your fax and that?
Yeah, absolutely. Just something to note is, let me see here. It's krlandscapingllc@gmail.com.
krlandscapingllc@gmail.com, correct.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll shoot it off. Just kind of, sometimes with the faxes, the driver's license kind of shows up all distorted and it's all black and gray.
Well, I think I have my driver's license already in my computer, but the voided check, actually, I could take a picture on my phone. Would that be better?
You could take a picture of your phone. You could even text it over, email it over, whatever works best with you.
Already. Let me see if I got it in here. One second, I'll tell you now. These smartphones just get slower and slower.
I hear you.
Gallery. See if I even got it in there. I just got new checks, but a voided check shows the old address.
Is that going to be the one that's lined up with the bank accounts we have there?
Yeah, I'm going to get you a new the Chase Bank. I'm going to line, yes.
Okay, yeah, just make sure it's the one with the bank accounts you sent in here to us. So everything's all lined up.
Okay, I got that one voided. Just going to have a different address on top. I already have it in my phone. Do you want the...
The account, it's the account ending in 6861?
Correct, yep.
Chase? Okay, yeah, that's the one we need.
Six, 6861.
Perfect, yeah. And we just need a voided check there, and then if you want, you can just text over both those items, you can scan them and email them, whatever works best.
Well, they're already on my phone. I can send them right now. What's your email?
It's letter G.
G.
And then the word now, N-O-W.
Okay.
And then A-S, like the word as, A-S.
Okay.
And then K-E-Y, like the word key. So it's a G Nowaski.
G-N-O-W-A-S-K-E-Y.
Yeah, just one W, though. G-N-O-W-A-S-K-E-Y.
Yep. Correct.
And it's at bankofcardiff.com.
Bank of Cardiff.
And it's
C-A-R-D-I-F-F.
F-F, like Frank .com. Frank at the end, yep.
Let me see if I can do this. All right, give me like 5 minutes. If it doesn't come out, then let me know.
Yeah, I'll give you a call here. If I don't receive it in 5, I'll give you a call back there. All righty?
Okay. I'm not too swift on these phones, but it's...
Hey, honestly, neither am I. I'm like, for someone my age, I'm kind of anti-technology.
I'm ready to go back to the flip phone.
I love the flip phone. It feels better when you hang up on someone, too. You know, you get that.
Really
not
good.
The same. I'm joking. Right. But yeah, I'll give you a call here in about 5 minutes if I don't receive that, all right?
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, Keith, you got it. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.